Burbank man indicted for allegedly evading nearly $5.8 million in taxes. Los Angeles. A Burbank man who allegedly evaded the payment of nearly $5.8 million in federal taxes over several years by using a shill to illegally collect Medicare reimbursement payments made to his blood testing company was indicted this week by a federal grand jury. Armin Maradian, 58, is charged in downtown Los Angeles with one count of tax evasion. He has been in federal custody since his April 9 arrest at Los Angeles International Airport, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Mr. Maradian, a dual citizen of the United States and Armenia, was arrested prior to boarding a one-way flight whose ultimate destination was Armenia. Mr. Maradian's arraignment is scheduled for April 29 in Los Angeles Federal Court. According to court documents, Mr. Maradian owned and operated a Burbank-based blood testing laboratory called GenX Laboratories, Inc. Medicare and bank records show that Medicare paid millions of dollars in reimbursements to GenX for blood testing. The reimbursements were wired to bank accounts in the name of an individual identified in court documents by the initials LS, Mr. Maradian's longtime friend to whom he had offered to pay $2,000 per month to pretend to be GenX's owner. Mr. Maradian allegedly told LS that he needed him to submit Medicare enrollment papers to Medicare on GenX's behalf because Medicare had banned Mr. Maradian from submitting claims, prosecutors said. LS and Mr. Maradian allegedly opened bank accounts for GenX in LS's name, but which Mr. Maradian controlled. LS neither owned nor operated GenX and visited the company's Burbank office to collect his $2,000 monthly payment and to sometimes sign documents at Mr. Maradian's direction, according to the indictment. For the tax years of 2015 through 2020, Mr. Maradian allegedly instructed LS to report GenX's financial activity on LS's personal income tax returns using documents that LS provided to his own tax preparer. The documents purportedly showed that GenX had minimal net profit or was operating at a loss, meaning the company had little or no income tax liability. For the same period, Mr. Maradian allegedly submitted income tax returns that reported none of GenX's financial activity as his own and that he averaged an income of $40,000 per year. In fact, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Mr. Maradian personally received and used millions of dollars in Medicare reimbursements to support his own expensive lifestyle. For these tax years, Mr. Maradian's unreported income was about $16.2 million, resulting in a total federal income tax due and owing by him of nearly $5.8 million, according to court documents.